Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
Nathan Swift, Arts and Entertainment Editor.
Cameron Young, Assistant Video and Photo Editor.
Amy Zahn, Assistant News Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Thank you all for joining in and listening to us this morning, and thank you everybody here for coming to the newsroom. How y'all doing this week?
Pretty good.
It's a tiresome time.
I'm gonna be pulling in all
that. That alliteration.
Is this week six right now?
This is week six, yes, Jake.
It's the point in the quarter where everything starts to drag. And you're just kind of like
I agree.
It's also week six of quarter three, which means that you're still
both numbers are divisible by three?
Yes. Yes they are.
Summer is very close.
And you're starting to kind of burn out. And
summer is coming.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You can't say that because you don't watch the show, but anyways.
I just did.
It's okay. I forgive him. And I don't really, weirdly enough, I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't come back for college, but I don't really have senioritis.
I do.
You're
not even a senior, Cameron.
I still want to do well in these classes.
I've had senioritis since the day I was born.
In other words, senioritis is just procrastination. But thank you all to everybody who's joining us today. We're going to talk about Spring Splash, which is sort of ironic because it feels more like summer than anything right now. But we're going to talk about people who were there at Spring Splash, some of the artists that were there, some of the other things that were going on, just kind of get a general vibe for it. Another big thing that happened in the news this week was a student who was protesting police brutality on campus here. She did so by standing on an American flag. A student who was offended by her standing on the flag pulled the flag out from under her, and she was injured in it. And there's been a lot of debate going on between, you know, whether or not this was the right thing to do, whether who's in the right, who's in the wrong. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. Last week was Live Below the Line week, where people who are wanting to undertake a challenge, they can live below $7.50 for 5 days and see how far that gets them. I did that challenge myself personally, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and we'll talk a little bit about what it means to live in poverty. And I know we promised it last week. Avengers Age of Ultron came out. If we have time, we're going to get to that, hopefully. So stick around, but first things first, Spring Splash. Mm-hmm. How was it, everybody who went?
Hot.
It was hot.
Oh yeah, it was very, very hot.
Should they rename the event Summer Splash?
Well, they should have some water if they're gonna call it splash at all.
Flashadamus was spraying water bottles. To the crowd.
Yes. So. Okay.
Don't know if it was clean water, but
Ew, Nathan, no. I don't want to think about that.
Well, I mean, he's the one who did it, so I mean I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a fun time. The food truck lines were, as usual, like, enormous. And that really bummed me out because I missed most of Flostradamus, and I thought it wouldn't take that long, and I should have eaten beforehand. And, yeah, because I heard the pit at Flostradamus was, like, kind of amazing.
I was there for like at least a good half of Flostradamus. I mean he's a EDM artist.
You were there, and yes, there were two people.
Yes. Just sometimes I get it mixed up because it sounds more like a single person's name, but anyway, I'm not much of an EDM person, so. I mean, but yeah, I agree, Jake. Like the whole mosh pit for them was, crazy.
Oh, I was gonna say it sounded like you had a negative opinion of it.
Oh no, I mean, I'm not into EDM, but
it could have been crazy in the sense that like the people who were there were like literally belonged in insane asylums and should have been bolted with straitjackets.
Well, perhaps, arguably, but because
arguably, whoa.
No, whoa. Well, no. I mean, I say that as a joke, of course, because at one point, Flustradamus, they were like, all right, I want everybody on the count of three to throw something in the air. And then when he counted down, people, you know, like water bottles.
I saw that moment.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I like the first thing I thought was like, wow, that's going to be a mess to clean up.
Don't throw anything valuable.
Yeah. But for me, Pusha T and DJ Mustard, they were awesome. I really loved their sets. They played a lot of, like, you know, hip hop and just a lot of like different songs and tracks, and then they mixed things up. Like their sets were, honestly, what kind of made it for me. And it's funny because I didn't have much opinion on them too. Like, oh, this is going to be a so-so Spring Splash because I don't really know the artist. They made me want to go like listen to them afterwards. Mm. Their sets really, really killed it.
And Cameron, you were there too, right? Yeah. What artists did you get a chance to see, and what did you think?
I saw all of them, and knowing that Wiz Khalifa left from Spring Splash to SNL, I knew that a lot of hip hop fans left, and knowing that, like, everyone at Spring Splash was pretty much there for EDM, and it kind of showed that through Flustradamus.
Yeah,
like everyone was into it. It was really cool.
Yeah. And then Jake, you were there. You saw Ms. Mister, right?
Ms. Mister, yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
Good. I mean, it was. They were a band that I would not have probably chosen to fill the bill. I don't really. Anyways, I'm gonna skip that part. They were good, and I enjoyed their set. You know, they made, like, you know, lots of, like, you know, kind of candid comments about everybody, and you know, I always forget how to say her name, the lead singer's name. Her name is
No,
that's the guy.
You want me to look it up?
No, it's okay. I mean, you can if you want to, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, I said this when I saw her at Coachella a year ago at Coachella too. She is like the most smiley performer I've ever seen. She had a smile on her face.
Are we talking like Joker smiley or like?
No, just like genuine, like, oh, I'm really happy to be
like
here.
Like just cheerful.
Yeah. So that was appreciated. And I don't think I mentioned it, but it was appreciated after the lack of band on the bill last year. You know, there was, you know, it was all EDM or hip hop or R&B, which, you know, those are all fine, but it's nice to have like a representation of other genres too.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of like the sets overall, the lineup overall when it came to like mixing different genres, and like was it a solid lineup?
For just like the four main performers, just everybody. Well, I mean,
Jake's like shrugging. He's like, meh.
Yeah. like coming from my perspective,
Cameron's also like, meh.
Again, I went into it with low expectations. I was like, all right, I'm gonna be here. I'll see what they're like. I ended up really liking it. So for me, I liked it, and I agree with Jake about Miss Mister. I had never really heard the band or like their music, and
I'd heard of them, but I never would have like picked them. But
oh
yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, I totally would have picked them because I watched their set too, and I really liked their sound. Mm. Yeah, and also the singer's hair is it was dyed like pink. It was cool.
It was red
or red.
It
I'm
was
colorblind
red in the photos.
I'm colorblind. Don't judge me.
I mean, if red when we're talking about it was orange. So
wait, Cameron, what color was her hair?
Scarlet.
Oh my gosh,
it was orange. I'm telling you, go look at the picture on our website. It was orange.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, again, I'm colorblind. So
people call orange hair red, but it was orange.
I just seen in shades of black and white.
Anyways, it was
in the world.
If you took you take the concert for what it is, it's an excuse to get together with friends and hang out, hear some live music, do that kind of stuff. And the performers were not bad. There have certainly been worse. And I don't mean that in a backhanded way. Like I mean that as like, oh, they were good. Like I enjoyed all their sets, and you know, Take it for what it is. You know,
speaking of getting together, like, what was your favorite non-music part of Spring Splash? If there was any, because I know they had a couple other things too, right? They had like a bunch of food trucks. Mm-hmm. I think there was like a GIF photo booth, mm-hmm.
And they had a few like carnival rides or something like that.
Yeah, like did anybody like use any of them or thought they were cool or anything or?
I saw the like little zip line. I thought that was kind of neat.
Zip line.
It was ridiculously long. And short zip line.
Yeah, and
the line
and,
you mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
The line was long for the zip line. But yes. The zip line itself was short.
Not the zip line.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like when you wait it like on for a ride for Disneyland. So.
Yeah, the zip line itself cannot carry that many people.
Per ride. Yeah, it's one person. Yeah. So. And honestly, I didn't want to go in it not just because of the long line, but also because like when you're on the zip line. Like, you kind of sort of went fast, and then they had, like, a little, like, foam, like, air, like wall, like a little mattress to stop, but you never crash into that. Like, you stopped by the time your feet touched the ground, and it's aww. Like, that's not fun. I want to be banging into things, you know? I want to have the chance to get hurt, dang it.
All right. Yeah. Threats of physical violence?
No, I'm just kidding.
There was a petting zoo, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
I didn't go because little Sebastian wasn't there.
Cameron?
I took photos of the petting zoo.
What was the best animal there?
It was pretty cute. There were a trio of ducks with
what?
With froze? With froze. Yeah.
Ducks with froze.
I don't really know how else to describe it. It's just kind of puffs on top of the ducks.
I'm disappointed that there weren't puppies like in years past.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No puppies?
Nothing beats puppies.
There were goats and a llama.
Oh, llama.
Or alpaca. I'm not sure.
I myself do not know how to tell the difference between llamas and alpacas. Mm-hmm. So we can just call it a lapaca.
Yes.
Heard it first in the Highlander.
A what?
A llama.
I like
If I can say on a side note for the food trucks, I didn't feel like there was a lot offered from the food trucks.
That's true.
Yeah, I felt like there should have been more. Like, especially, like, a few weeks before Spring Splash, they had the food truck, you know, day.
Food truck festival, yep.
Yeah, for the Nooner. And there was, like, from what I remember, there was a lot more, like, diversity in food trucks there and, like, in what you could get. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like there was a lot. So I wish there was more.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, all things considered, I think everybody can say that it was a fun time, people who were there.
Yep.
And we definitely look forward. It's great to have this kind of thing right here, right now, while we tone down toward the end of the quarter. And I think everybody else will be looking forward to the next Spring Splash.
And block party in
fall, which will be coming up even quicker. But in between those, summer break.
Yep.
Yeah. But before we move on to summer break, we have to talk about serious stuff. Last week, there was... Well, first of all, last week, there was a protest that happened on campus.
Last Thursday,
to be mm-hmm. specific, yeah, in which a protester who was protesting police brutality in the wake of the events that have happened in Baltimore, she decided that the best way to go about protesting in this particular scenario was to take her fight to campus and stand on an American flag. So she did this. She did this in a public space. She was accompanied by a couple of other protesters who were not standing on the flag. Some people who came by were upset by her standing on the flag. And one person was, I guess, incensed enough that he pulled the flag out from under her. And then she fell to the ground and was injured and went to the campus health center, and they said that she would need to see a chiropractor. And Amy, you were actually there.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what happened, about what you saw.
Well, in general, people were pretty upset about the flag, and from what I saw, nobody was really talking about the actual issue she was protesting, police brutality. It was kind of all about the flag, and a lot of people came by to kind of yell at her or just generally tell her off, and then finally that one guy came and pulled the flag out, and she fell, and then there was a brief scuffle involving a police and one of the protesters and the person who pulled the flag, and then it kind of just fizzled out, and... Yeah, people are still really upset about it, though. So
it seems like a very big thing that's happened. There's been a lot of emotional response to this. A lot of a lot of people have been upset from both sides of the perspective. And I'm just curious as to where what other people think about what happened.
Just for the record, we haven't identified the injury, right?
It was an injury. What was it to her?
Was
back,
it
right?
To the back
her
or the head? Ooh, ouch!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna.
Hooray for vestigial organs!
fun word.
Getting some humor in here.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it's a pretty serious thing that you can kind of see on both ends. But what did you want to say, Jake?
Well, it was basically that, like, okay, I was actually it's funny because I was out there. I saw her protesting. I went. I was helping KUCR set up for our new year playing music. I saw her protesting, and then by the time we got back, within the span of like 30 minutes, there was police, and she wasn't there, and there was a separate group there with flags, and I didn't know what the heck had just happened.
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that was a... They called it a silent counter-protest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I found that out later, but I didn't know what was going on, and... Honestly, I've kind of like flip-flopped a lot myself on what I've thought of this, because I think there are like a couple things you gotta like consider with this. So first thing is that, as you know, free speech, right to protest, all that kind of stuff, is the fact that she has every right to go and do that and step on that flag if she wants to. Second thing is, people have every right to be mad at her and tell her to stop if they want to. And I mean, I don't know, like I said, I've kind of flip-flopped. I've kind of come to the conclusion that I think that what she was doing was a little, over the top. There are more ways to use the flag to as a sign of protest and stomping. I mean, I get what she's saying, and I don't want to say she shouldn't do it, because she's definitely allowed to. I don't know. You can see, you know, I talk about flip-flopping. It's a very delicate thing.
Yeah. Is that if I could in quickly?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
An analogy, or I guess something that happened in the news recently, nationally, that I can draw upon. I'll try and go over it quickly. In case you guys heard, there was a shooting in Texas, in Garland.
Was a protest that was being organized by a woman who is very basically anti Muslim. Mm-hmm. There was a protest that was organized there, and then two individuals identified as Muslim came to the protest and shot.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was killed. I could be wrong.
They were arrested and taken into custody, but that's basically what had happened.
Yeah, and I'm just letting people know, I'm just speaking purely for myself here. But people who tend to, side with the veteran who assaulted the protester, they tend to be very, conservative leaning, and from what I've seen, people who tend to say, the American flag is a symbol of, freedom, those are also very much the type of people who, the shooting at Garland, they say, you can't get angry at Americans drawing Muhammad however they want because it's freedom of speech. So, and again, I'm speaking purely for myself, but I think it's a little a little hypocritical how many people will defend perhaps one type of free speech while attempting to silence another. So, as an American, I can see how people, stepping on or desecrating the flag, is very disrespectful of, what you could say is the symbol of America. But, legally, Texas versus Johnson, it's protected speech.
Texas versus Johnson being a Supreme Court case in which the Supreme Court ruled that burning the flag is a legitimately constitutionally protected form of free speech.
Yes.
Which, according to our article that you can read, our protester was originally planning on doing.
I'm burning, which I think...
And
Yeah.
Amy, put him back. You can add on to that.
Oh, I was just going to say that they were going to, but they were afraid of being brought up on charges for starting a fire on campus. So they didn't.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I mean, I can just say that probably if they had burned the flag on campus, you can only imagine what the response would have been in that particular case.
I was actually going to say, like, instead of just one person assaulting, so many students.
Well, I want to hesitate from referring to groups with a broad brush and saying that these people are definitely leaning one particular way or another. And I do think that the situations in Texas and the one that happened here are also very different. But I think where the commonality is that both seem to be kind of provocative, and to many onlookers, I would say needlessly so. I think the protester who is here would argue that it sort of was needed because she had organized previous protests at UCR, and as she has said at the time, nobody came out to them, that they had organized protests against police brutality, and there had only been maybe 5 or 7 students who had showed up. So I guess she was trying to say that she's trying to get people to care about an issue that she obviously cares very passionately about, police brutality. In this particular scenario, what would y'all say to that?
I don't know. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of, there's certainly been a little bit more talk. I don't know. And you know, you can't say as to whether, you know, it's campus apathy or, organizer skills or a combination of both. I think it's probably a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And also, real quickly, I just wanted to clarify that, at least according to the article, you know, you can still think whatever you want about them, that the counter-protesters clarified that it was, at least for themselves, just saying what they said, that their protest was only about the flag and not about Baltimore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I just said that was important to say.
Can I
say something that you were going to say, Amy?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to clarify that as far as her using the flag to protest, she wasn't just trying to be inflammatory. She, in an interview, she said that the flag was, to her, it represents the ideologies that the country happens to uphold now. And so those ideologies, according to her, happen to be where we support killings of minorities. So it wasn't just like, hey, I need to get people's attention. I think I'll stand on the flag.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was actually also a symbolic action too, and not just trying to be inflammatory, just to clarify.
Yeah. Did you want to say something, Cameron?
So kind of forming thoughts.
It's definitely a very complex issue, and one in which it engenders a lot of emotion on both sides. And I think it's safe to say that it's going to be something that we'll continue to follow here at the Highlander. And if you'd like to read more on either this or the spring splash that happened over on Saturday, you can check out articles on both of them at highlandernews.org. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom here on KUCR 88.3 FM or streaming online from KUCR.org or from the KUCR app from the App Store or the TuneIn app on Android. Another thing that happened last week that is sort of less important, I guess, was I wrote about taking the Living Below the Line challenge, which basically what that
it's
is...
important.
It's, well, I guess it is important, but it sort of only affected me in a way. Basically what it is that week every year, you sort of challenge yourself to see if you can live below the international poverty line, which is $1.50 a day. So for 5 days, that money is $7.50. And you're supposed to do it for 5 days, right? It was very humbling. I wrote about it in this week's edition of The Highlander, or you can check it out online about what that experience was like. But it definitely made me see things in a new way. And I can say that personally, I'm typically very frugal when I like go and buy things from the store. Like I try to buy the cheapest things or things that are on sale. But this like took it to a whole nother level because you were restricted in so many ways of what you could purchase. And I think just the different experiences of not having as many options available to you when you're going to the supermarket of having to watch when you eat and how often you eat so that you don't, like, faint from not getting, like, enough food, from, like, asking people for food so that you can feed yourself and what that experience is like. All of those were things that I hadn't really taken into consideration. It was really interesting to see what that felt like. So I just kind of wanted to know what we as a campus and what we as a country can kind of do to help people who go hungry because they can't afford to feed themselves.
Well, we can start with that food pantry.
Yes.
Which ASUCR still has not funded. Yes.
I rest my case.
I currently have a dollar in my bank account, so food is good.
I mean, you could always, like, help give to homeless shelters and stuff like that. You know, I know there's programs that, like, will deliver, like, sandwiches to homeless people at the park, you know. And if there's only a thing, like, one of my friends before said he keeps a thing of, like, granola bars in his car because if he doesn't have, like, money to give someone at a corner, just give him some food. Not to say that, you know, every homeless person needs the same thing, but,
right.
You know, I don't know, things like that.
In my first year here, you know, at UCR, I was part of a club that did a lot of community outreach, and one of them was it was every Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I want to say Wednesday, every week. There was a homeless, you know, food drive over in a church near Lemon or Orange, somewhere with the fruit for a street name in the downtown region, and you know, homeless people would come into this church, you know, and the people there would be cooking in the kitchen, and we'd be helping serve food and helping clean up. So, you know, pretty much just going off what Jake said, you know, any little thing counts, rather than not passing out granola bars from your car or attending food drives.
No, I definitely say if any of you out there are, like, well, interested isn't the right word, but if you want to experience what it's like to live from, like, paycheck, not just from paycheck to paycheck, but, like, not having enough to feed yourself with, I would definitely encourage you to take the challenge, see if you can survive 5 days off of $7.50. It's not that hard as you think it is, and my advice would be buy everything at once. It's best to buy in bulk. Try to mix up what you purchase. Don't just buy the, like, cup of noodles, because you will not survive. You will not survive because it's very unhealthy and you won't be getting all the nutrients you need. Bananas are actually relatively cheap, and they also contain an enzyme that makes you feel full. So that's really helpful, actually. I would say just diversify what you eat and make sure you get a bunch of different stuff in there as much as possible. It's a little bit hard off of a budget, but try to eat as diverse of a panel as you can. You can read about that experience online at HighlanderNews.org, and we have just a little bit of time left. Nathan, really quickly, 30 seconds, talk about the Avengers.
Avengers Age of Ultron, so my review is in the paper and online, the movie. It's awesome. But, you know, I'm starting to get a little tired of Marvel's formula because, like, you know, they're setting up for bigger movies in the future, and that loses a lot of the gravity and tension to this movie. But again, you know, if you want to overlook my seriousness and just take in the comic book goodness, you know, and all the nerdiness and all the inside jokes to the other movies and comics, like what I enjoyed, then go see it.
Very nice.
Was that fast enough?
That was a very nice recap, actually.
Awesome.
And you should definitely check out the movie review we have online at HighlanderNews.org. That's all the time that we have for this week. Thank you very much, everyone who is joining us today. This has been the Highlander Newsroom only on KUCR 88.3 FM. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent those of the Highlander, KUCR, or the associated students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. And for Jake Rich.
Also tune in next week for all of us seniors' last show on the Highlander Newsroom.
Sheds a single tear. Nathan Swift.
Volume 21 of Fables for the comic book comes out this week or next week, and I'm really excited for it. So, yeah, comics and nerdy stuff.
Yeah. I'll pretend like I know what Fable is just to continue this discussion.
It's called Fables with
Fables.
S.
Oh, all right. Cameron Young?
Good luck on study.
Good advice. I could always use that advice, and I will take your luck, and I will accumulate it all for myself for my midterms. Thank you very much for that, Cameron.
You're welcome.
And Amy's on.
Everyone read page 2 of The Highlander, because that's my story. So, shameless plug.
Shameless plugs are good. We all agree with shameless plugs. The story is on the
flag thing.
The flag burning. And there's also another story that you wrote on Yik Yak, right?
Oh, yeah, that whole Yik Yak.
The flag stomping,
thing.
Not burning.
Flag stomping. Yeah, not yes. burning. My apologies. But basically, read this week's issue of The Highlander. It's awesome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.